Ruby Ryder from Pegging Paradise. Welcome. I'm a little bit late this week. My apologies. This will be posted up Monday night, California time, but you East Coasters are not going to probably find it until Tuesday morning. But I got some cool stuff for you. As always, the coolest thing about what I have for you this time is I have a series of messages from a man that basically tells his story of how it all went down in terms of his interest in pegging and his talking to his wife about it, the whole thing. So I'm going to just jump right in and read you the first message. Okay, so this is a throwaway account, but I just wanted to let you know that posts of yours have officially corrupted my mind. I'm a very sexually minded married male, and we've been together long enough that we are hitting the what else stage of sex. From surfing various groups on Reddit, I came to several things you've written about pegging. I've always been open to things going into my ass, but I've never had help with the process. We tried a finger once, but I've never asked again, and it felt a bit off. Now I'm ready to try that and more, because the whole thought of pegging has me just about bursting out of my underwear, literally leaking while I am doing the most mundane of acts. Brain, oh, you're headed to get groceries? How about a massive leaking erection while you think about getting pegged for the first time? I love that part. I very recently brought up the finger prostate massage again to my wife with a good reaction, and I'm anxious for it to happen. But I'm definitely going to sink my teeth into the tips you've listed on easing her into the idea of pegging me. I don't even know the purpose of this message, other than to say thank you for giving me something that is turning me on like crazy, and I am nearly uncontrollably horny at the thought of it becoming a reality. Awesome, and thanks. So, I wrote this reader to ask if I could share this message on my blog or my podcast, because I know that others are always really heartened by stories of success and potentially enlightened by the sharing of our respective journeys. It's always really cool to hear somebody else describe discovering it, talking to their partner about it, doing it, different things like this. We all learn this way. It's shared experience. And here was his response. Of course I wouldn't mind. I'm not worried about someone seeing me on the street and shouting, he's a witch, or anything. I love the Monty Python reference, by the way. I doubt anyone would connect me to it ever. Feel free. Use as you'd wish. I owe you one anyway. A major update. Last night, I just said screw it and mentioned I'd like to try the prostate massage while getting a blowjob. So we went for it. I had already decided in my mind that I would make sure I showed how much I liked it to set me up for more of the same in the future. Now, I'll make one thing clear. After being fingered during the blowjob, no need to fake anything. It was amazing, from her first sliding her finger into me to the feeling when she started massaging my prostate. Maybe the best oral sex I have ever had. The whole time, my mind was racing with excitement that I had even asked for it, combined with sheer pleasure about how good it felt. I came a ton, and extremely hard. My whole body quivered for easily 10 minutes after I was finished. After that, we just talked, and I told her how I felt vulnerable and was excited that we had tried that together, and how it was such a turn-on that we had been together so long and could still find something new to try sexually. I told her she could ask me anything, and she wanted to know how it felt, how much I liked it, if I wanted to do it again, among other things. Hell yes, I wanted it again. And actually, about 20 minutes later, after me lying next to her with an uncontrollable erection the entire time after I had already come, we decided to try again. This time she wanted the lights on, huge turn on to hear that, and she wanted to watch me masturbate while she fingered me. This was nearly as pleasurable as the blowjob, and I had already decided that no matter what, I was just going to give in and give in to the pleasure, no matter how strange or silly I would look laying there with my dick in my hand and her fingering my ass. After about 10 minutes, I again came, and came a lot for having just come minutes ago. In the middle, I actually asked for two fingers and even pulled my legs up and felt myself riding her fairly hard during the act. I watched her face, and she seemed to really enjoy watching and just looked on at my body, my cock, my ass, everywhere, amazingly hot the entire time. After she asked out of nowhere if I would like a butt plug. What? I was shocked and said no, as one finger had felt better than two. But later on, we talked a little about prostate massagers and whether they would feel as good, as it seemed her ability to locate my prostate with her finger was absolutely key to my extremely enjoyable sex. Summary. Completely amazing. I was shaking for a long time afterwards, and even now it is 4 a.m., and I am awake for no reason, my body quivering in excitement that I know there is so much coming my way sexually, and I feel completely accepted that my wife was so willing and sexy about trying something new and kinky. I'm probably twice as sexually attracted to her as I was 12 hours ago. That is a mind-blowing fact to me, as I was already incredibly turned on by her. I feel like now we have this kinky, deep, and vulnerable secret we share. I cannot wait to dig into your website. I would love to try pegging after this experience, and I feel like the road to suggesting is a lot shorter than I realized. When your wife mentions a butt plug, a lot of your inhibitions fade away quickly. I no longer have any doubt I will ask for her to peg me. And to be brutally honest, my cock has been hard the entire time I have been typing this while reliving the whole experience and thinking of future experiences. I feel completely reborn sexually. I seriously cannot wait for more. You have no idea how much willpower it is taking not to masturbate repeatedly right now. I'm going to need to exercise just to let off some of this energy. I completely agree about what you said. One more choice in their sexual treasure chest of possibilities. Before I brought this up, I had mentioned how we should really try and explore anything and everything to keep things hot in the bedroom. Now, after years and years of sex, I am as turned on as I have ever been by a woman. Again, thank you for posting, and thank you to the random internet clicking I am so fond of for bringing me the courage to ask for this. Maybe the luckiest I have ever been, internet-wise. It's like one of those "you are the millionth visitors" pop-ups was true, and the reward was mind-blowing sex forever. I'll keep you updated with new and kinky steps toward pegging, as I think you deserve to know. And if anything I say pushes someone in my situation to be brave and mention to their wife or partner that they would like to try it, it would be so worth it to me. I cannot emphasize enough how much the risk is worth the reward. I also cannot emphasize enough how much excitement I have to try more things, including pegging, and how many clicks your website is going to get from me in the next 24 hours. The fact that there are women out there like you who are so open sexually to try such things was always an extremely hot piece of knowledge to me, and finding out that my wife is one of them is one of the greatest discoveries I have ever made. Sorry this is so long, but my mind is completely blown. I'm off to your website. One last thing, if you have any questions at all for a guy that just got fingered for the first time and is completely turned on about his new quest to be pegged, for research's sake, I'm happy to answer anything. I feel I'm probably better at describing most things than the average human would be, and I'm definitely open. The anonymity of the internet makes me a pretty brave soul, I guess. Oh, that was just so delightful to receive. And that's not the end of it. That is not the end of it, listeners. And I wanted to encourage you at this point. Not only am I going to write him and ask him a few questions for research sake, but I encourage any of you listeners, if you have any questions you would like to ask this man, I'm pretty sure he would be totally fine with answering them. So you can either mail them to me, ruby@peggingparadise.com, or you can leave a comment on the blog posting on my website when I put this podcast up. Okay, here is the next installment. I wanted to update you again, even though my Reddit message was probably extremely long-winded in itself. After writing that, I stayed in my world of fantasy the entire day and decided again to just go for it. Last night, I told my wife how the entire day I had been turned on, and had even been hard on and off almost the entire day. I told her I felt like I had just discovered I had a second penis almost. I also told her my mind was racing with possibilities, true. And I didn't even know everything I'd like to try anymore, also true. We then had a very hot sex session, in which all the lights were on, and she again massaged my prostate while going down on me. This time it was much easier to connect to that, to a sexual feeling rather than a what-is-happening feeling. I wound up coming so much and so hard that she couldn't even fit it all in her mouth and had to catch some in a Kleenex. Some spilled on my stomach and some went in the garbage. Needless to say, this was all the evidence I needed to support that this new world was awesome. After that, I told her that I was still embarrassed to tell her some things, but she insisted that I did. She told me she liked this and was turned on by how much I liked it. That helped, and I felt better telling her about it. I told her the two fingers actually felt really good. I told her that I enjoy it, and it is wet enough down there that her fingers slide in and out while she does it. I told her I would like to try a prostate massager. I told her that I felt like we had just opened this new Pandora's butt. Corny, I know. And I couldn't wait to try everything, evidenced by my still-throbbing erection, even after coming so hard. After this, I told her how I felt a bit slutty in a good way, as in, I felt like she could just walk up behind me and start sliding her finger into me. She wanted to know more, and I told her that I guess I feel like a sex object to a certain degree, and it really turned me on. She just smiled a lot at this, which was all I needed to continue. She told me about a friend of hers that liked being rimmed and asked if I would like that too. I said I would try it. She also asked if I wanted a three-way with a guy, which I absolutely do not ever want to try. I just don't find men attractive, and I couldn't enjoy someone I'm not attracted to going to town on my ass. Finally, she asks if I want her to rim me, and I sort of just shrugged and said yes. I had never tried and honestly hadn't even thought about it for some reason. I got down on all fours, and she grabbed my ass and spread it open for her tongue. It was also amazing. I had no idea. I told her that the way she used extra force was extremely hot, and I liked the way she squeezed and pressed against me. She again put me on all fours, and this time licked a little before sliding a finger in. I showed her how much I was leaking this whole time, and I was clearly extremely hard again. I then lay on my back, and she started massaging my prostate while I masturbated. At this point, I had thrown pretty much all caution to the wind. I was reaching down and opening myself up for her. I asked for two fingers. I even got it more wet so she could slide in and out with ease. Again, of course, I came very hard, and even for a second time coming in a row, there was plenty of cum to show that prostate massage is an amazing thing. After this, I was laying there, facing her sitting up while I was laying down. I was talking again about how amazing this felt and how it seemed like a whole new stage of our relationship. We clearly both loved it, and she could tell I felt really connected to her. After a while, as my legs were around her and I was still naked, she started thrusting against me, as if pegging me without the strap on. It was hot, very hot. I asked her if she wanted to try that, and she said she would if I did. I said I think, after all of this, I needed to try everything. After this, we talked about positions she would peg me in, and she wanted to know what I would want to try too. This is easily the most vulnerable I have ever felt, but as she was talking about this with me, and this was now only centered on pegging, I guided her hand to show her that I was extremely hard again. Success. To answer your posted question regarding what pushed her to try it specifically, I did ask her for your research. She said that after seeing how much I liked everything so far, she would try anything. So I guess the takeaway is for us, hopefuls, to be extremely open about each and every way we love the experience from the first finger. Maybe letting go and moaning a little. Maybe telling her how turned on you've been thinking about it. Sharing all the emotional nuances that develop from her penetrating you. Every single way possible to give her a complete picture of why and how much you cannot wait to try every new and formerly taboo practice with her involving your ass. Long story short, success. Once we actually get a harness and dildo, I may need to ask a few more questions. I want to make sure she and I have the most amazing sex ever, and I feel like I'm losing my virginity again. I suppose I sort of am, and that in itself is such a hot feeling. That's all for now. Again, sorry it's so long, but I am so excited. Oh, goodness. Yeah, good writer, sir. You are absolutely a good writer, and I'm so thankful you shared this with us. So here is the short but sweet final installment. I officially joined the Pegging Club last night. Thanks again for having a website that made me too turned on by the idea to not suggest it, and informative enough that I felt confident and comfortable in doing so. It was worth it, to say the least. You rock. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing all that with us. What a treat. You know, it's the personal stories that really sink in and make a difference and that people love to hear. I certainly love to hear them, but I know all you listeners do too. I mean, I can sit here all day and tell you the details about equipment and how it all works and what to do, but a story like this gives everyone a really great sense of the physical, emotional, psychological aspects of pegging, plus the mental hoops that you find yourself jumping through sometimes as well. You know, it's not just about a man getting his ass penetrated with a dildo. It is much, much more than that. And this sharing is such a good example of exactly what I mean by that. And I have to say, sir, you two, you and your wife are such great examples of open and honest communication. Wow. Really good examples of GGG, which is Dan Savage's acronym for Good Giving and Game, which stands for good in bed, giving of equal time and pleasure, and game for anything within reason. Now, obviously, the game part is especially important in what you guys just went through. But really what shines through so strongly in your story is her desire to give you pleasure. That is where, you know, you guys out there who are thinking about telling your partners, if she's based that way, if she's someone who loves to give you pleasure, you've got a foot up on some of the guys who do not have partners like that. Because once she sees how you thrill to the sensation of the prostate massage or a butt plug, sometimes that's all it takes to set you as a couple on the road to pegging. You know, for women who really enjoy sending their man to the moon with pleasure, yeah, it's a good bet that as long as she doesn't have any big backoffs on the whole anal thing to begin with, that once she sees how much you enjoy it, just like this man's wife did, she'll be game for anything. It's like, and you know what? I'm like that. I see a man quiver and shake and moan, and I'm like, I want to make him do that again. I really enjoyed how, even though you were just beside yourself with excitement and pleasure, her suggestion of a butt plug initially shocked you a bit. That's actually quite charming, I have to say, after all the fantasizing of her fucking you that you did. It's like, and then she finally says, how about a butt plug? And you're like, what? And act all shocked. That's a little humorous. That you kept the details of your final encounter to yourself and just reported the success of it was also, I found that charming, because sometimes, you know, intimate moments need to be kept intimate. So thanks again for sharing all that, and happy pegging, you two. My goodness. That was a really hot story, a really well-written story of your adventure with your wife, and encouraging, you know, wow. Big one. Thanks so much. And from there, we are going to go to a short little letter, which is also displays or is an example of the emotional things that men go through sometimes when they first experience pegging. After my first time, I felt loved and accepted. We had a great time. She was giggling. I was moaning. Opening up and crossing those lines, it changed the dynamic of our relationship in a very good way. I think she knew how much trust I was putting in her even to ask for it, let alone do it. And her willingness and enjoyment was very reaffirming. I felt like there is very little we cannot go through together now that we have been through this. Sometimes guys spend so much time being tough, be it tough-minded and taking all the problems he has ahead of him on his shoulders, or trying not to be weak while being with strangers, you know, trying to avoid being taken advantage of, being abused, etc. We are always looked at like we have to be strong, and it feels really good to just be held, like someone else is being strong for you for a little while. That's awesome. That is freaking poetic. Thank you, reader, for writing in and doing that one and offering that. It was so wonderful to get this letter. It gives us a really good glimpse into the dynamics of role reversal and the emotions that can come with pegging. The societal expectations of men and the way they always have to be in control. Yeah, I hear that one loud and clear. You know, that's the seductiveness of pegging in my book. It's like I'm saying to a man, come and be here with me and let me do things to your body you won't believe, and I will make you moan and shake and whimper and come harder than you have ever come in your life. All you have to do is let go, open up, and let me fuck you. And, you know, easier said than done, but wow, see what happens when guys say yes to that. Okay, the last one I have here is a quick question. How did your husband approach you for anal at the very beginning? I long to have my ass stretched by my wife, but I'm terrified of approaching her, although I fucked her ass regularly, and she has fingered me a number of times. I'm worried that she'll think next I want a man's cock, and I certainly don't. Okay, here's my answer on that. Well, neither of my husbands have ever had the privilege of having me peg them. They refused. So, moving right along, I approached them and they said no. But it was the other way around with me. It was always me approaching the men I was with, not the other way around. I know there are women like me out there, but we're the exception rather than the rule. But so for me, I don't have a sense of a man approaching me because it's always been the other way around. There is an article on my website called Convincing Your Partner. There's a link to the left called Convincing Your Partner. The first thing you'll find when you click into that is convincing her to try it, because that is most often the case, is the man has discovered the pleasure of his ass and he's wanting to convince his female partner to do this with him. But there is also a link at the top of that article for the other way around. And that happens, absolutely. There are women who it's like, how can I convince my husband to let me do this to him? And I just want to say to you men out there, oh, you are so fucking lucky. And I'm sure a lot of the men listening here will agree with you. But my point, to go further, reader, to answer your question a little bit more, I totally understand that you are terrified of approaching her. However, even just from this short message that you sent me, the information that you shared that you not only have fucked her ass regularly, but she has also fingered you a number of times. Okay, so you are beyond the concern that she is freaked out by anal. She's obviously not freaked out by anal. So that's, you are ahead of the game right there. Yeah, she might have a reaction and have the whole initial knee-jerk thing of, ooh, you're gay and you want a man's cock. But you know what? I was thinking a lot about this today, and I did a little bit of writing on it. And here's the ideal thing that I wish would happen, is that whatever man is accused of that, and I don't even like the word accused, because accused means that something's wrong. And of course, with the wife that freaks out, or the female partner, whoever, you know, whatever relationship you have with them, with their, in their mind, there is something wrong with that. And that's why they're freaking out. They've got the knee-jerk reaction. They have the myth, and it's pretty deeply ingrained by our society, really, unfortunately. But what happens when they come up with that? What if, just imagine this, what if you you very calmly approach your wife about this, and as Dan Savage would say, tell her about it as if it's something cool that she gets to do with you, not like you have leukemia. You don't want to be hesitant and freaking out and, you want to try and approach her with confidence that it's a way cool thing that is like a bonus that, you know, she gets to do with you. If there's any way that you can grab hold of that attitude and stay calm and ask her from that, that will help, absolutely. But if she freaks out and says, oh my God, you're fucking gay. Well, imagine this. What if you said something along the lines of, just being really calm, said, no, honey, I'm not gay. I just really like having my ass pleasured. And I want you to do it. And I would love for us to explore this. And there's, you know, I can give you all kinds of information about why it feels so good to me. And then just leave it at that and have patience and see what happens. Point her to the right places to research the information. You can obviously send her to my website. There's a bunch of different places you can send her. But the whole knee-jerk reaction, I think if it's met with calm, it's a great thing, you know. Now, men in your position, usually not perhaps with a long-term marriage, sometimes with a long-term marriage, but okay, let me backtrack. Let me start this whole sentence over before it gets too messy. Most men fear the most, not only just being rejected for this pleasure, but that their partner is going to go off and tell everyone around. And sure, this is a concern, and it's probably really, really scary because of the way that societal taboos of men are and expectations and all of that. But at the tail end of this, after I answered this reader's question, I wanted to say this next thing, and that's what this is about. Okay, if you're afraid of her telling everyone, I have one example for you of someone I've been talking with who said, yeah, pretty much all my male friends, all of our friends, period, know that I enjoy pegging. And I haven't lost any friends because of it. But the really interesting thing this man told me is that individually, without exception, every one of these male friends has come to him and asked him about it. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, in that situation, okay, your friends know. If you're a guy, your guy friend comes up to you and goes, dude, you're fucking gay, man. You know, you like to be fucked in the ass. What's up with that? Say, no, it's because it feels absolutely incredible. And you know what? I think you should really try it. I'm serious. And I'm not gay. But, you know, so what if I was? There is such adamant and quick denial and fear about being called gay. You know, the lines of sexuality are blurring a little bit here. We've talked a lot about bisexuality. The newest generation is more about, am I attracted to you as a person as opposed to, am I attracted to you because of your gender? And I think it's a great thing that's happening, and it's sort of shaking up the way that society looks at sexuality. And yeah, every time I hear somebody really getting defensive about, no, I'm not gay, how amazing it would be if that person said, well, so what if I am? You know, so what if that's something else I want to explore? Now, obviously, you don't want to say that to your partner because that's a little dicey, but friends, I'm just talking about friends accusing you of that. As far as your partner is concerned, if that woman accuses you of being gay because you like anal stimulation, which I get way too many of those letters as well, it's so sad. A nice 19-year-old young man mentioned that his first girlfriend, I think she like stuck a finger up his ass during a blowjob or something, and he totally loved it. So he asked for it a bunch, and he could tell that she sort of felt weird about it. Not too long after that, they broke up, and she told all of his friends. Wow, I mean, they were young. She was obviously really immature, but in that kind of a situation, to be able to just say, "Yeah, okay, so what if I am? What's the problem?" That's what I would love to see. That's like Ruby's hope for how people react to this whole, oh my God, he's gay thing. So I guess that's all I have for today, for tonight. And I hope you enjoy listening to this. And you know, evidenced by these lovely letters I've been getting. Everybody, please feel free to send in your stories. It truly is, you know, experience, strength, and hope. Oh, some people are going out there are going to recognize that part. And sharing our experiences, our strengths, and our hopes, our journeys about all of this helps all of us. You know, I put this in a podcast and I read these letters, and I know that out there, there's a number of people that are really going to take a lot of hope about this, and they're going to be really inspired. And perhaps it's that one little thing that'll convince that man who's just scared to death to tell his wife about this to take a deep breath and actually express what his desires are, what his sexual desires are, which ideally all of us can do as couples with each other, because that's what it's all about. It's about going deep. It's about asking for what you want and sharing those pleasures and desires. And if there's a reason you can't share it, working it out and trying to deal some, you know, with that some way. But it's not about hiding, and it's not about contractedness. Alrighty. Well, you can send any of those questions or stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. You can follow me on Twitter, ruby_writer. And you can follow me on Facebook, you can subscribe to my blog. And you know, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but in case you all haven't noticed, I write erotica. There's some stories on my website. In fact, there's a hell of a lot of stories on my website. And I sell story memberships. And right now, if you buy the top-level membership for $50 for a year, you not only will get a story a month for a year, but I think, believe there's like 27 stories in the archives now. And they're just about any kind of story that you can think of. And I think 98% of them have pegging in them. So if you didn't know that that was part of my website, check it out. There's also some links on my website that say listen to a story. And I have recorded a couple of stories that you are welcome to listen to. I have a reader on another forum board who is experienced in audio stuff, and he's trying to help me get better sound quality. So hopefully this podcast came across a little bit better than my other previous ones. Otherwise, I'm going to swear I'm going to get this guy's phone number and call him up and say, okay, lead me through this, show me how to do this, because I want it to sound as good as possible for you all. Okay, have a lovely week, and happy pegging, everybody. This is Ruby Ryder, Pegging Paradise.